In the movie, he befriends this boy, himself at the age of 8, and together they go back to a scene from his childhood that was pivotal in determining his childhood and the rest of his youth in a very negative way. He had allowed himself to be beaten up by the town bully, and he didn't fight back. He was therefore pegged as a kid that could be pushed around, and in fact he was pushed around, and his life was miserable for the rest of his time in that town until he went away to college. So in the movie, Bruce Willis takes his 8-year-old self into the present and teaches him how to fight. They then go back to the scene when he was 8, and he fights the bully and wins. And he lives happily ever after. The scene, however, is played out like this. He's fought the bully, he's got him pinned, he's sitting on top of him, and he's choking him. And what does he say? He says, "Apologize." And the bully doesn't want to. He says, "No." And our hero chokes him harder and says, "Apologize." And the bully finally ekes out the words, "I'm sorry." His defeat is sealed. Our hero's triumph is sealed. And it was the apology that had that effect. When I saw that scene, I thought, oh my goodness, now I get it. Forcing someone to apologize is a way of making them admit defeat that will then be used against them in the future. Not to imply that men actually think this through when they don't want to apologize, but that over time you learn to avoid humiliating yourself if you think it could be exploited in the future. And once again, what we've got is a situation of complementary schismogenesis. The more she insists he apologize, the more it feels to him like he's being forced to grovel in front of somebody. The more he refuses to apologize, the more she wonders how little he cares about her, that he won't do this tiny little thing that would mean so much to her. I remember one woman saying, it seems like he feels the earth is going to open up and swallow him if he just says the words, "I'm sorry." I give all this as background to explain why apologizing is one thing that many men find ways of doing indirectly. There was a time when I thought the solution was for men to learn to apologize and start to do it. And in fact, many men have told me that this has worked very well. It can be a magic weapon, not just at home, but also at work. So, for example, one man commented that he always wondered how to end these ridiculous fights that he and his wife would get into. They would go on. There was no way out. And he learned that if he just said, "I'm sorry," it would be over. Another man who had a managerial position in a social service agency commented that once he learned to apologize, the women who worked for him became even more loyal. They appreciated it so much. On the other hand, in interviewing people in my research on the workplace, I often asked them what it was that frustrated them most about the people they worked with, and frequently, refusal to admit fault and apologize was one of the most frustrating personality traits that they mentioned. In conclusion, then, what I would say about apologies is that just as I believe that it's perfectly fine for women to use indirect means of communicating if it works well, if everybody understands what they're getting at, there's certainly a payoff in rapport and in defensiveness that should be respected. By the same token, it's perfectly fine for men to want to use indirect means to apologize. And I think perhaps it is incumbent upon women to give up wanting to hear just those words and be willing to accept a somewhat different way that men may have of indicating that they are sorry and regret that they've let us down.